and worries it may be a setup by the serial killer, but after consulting with Young, he decides to go to the shack in Young's truck and see if God is really there. He lies to his family about his plans, and while Nan, Josh, and Kate are away visiting relatives, he goes to the shack. When he arrives, the shack transforms from a ramshackle affair to a beautiful cottage surrounded by gardens and idyllic landscape. In the cottage, Mac meets God, who manifests in the three personifications of the Trinity. God, the Father, or Papa, is in the form of an African-American woman named Eloisa. Jesus is a Middle Eastern man who carries carpenter's tools. The Holy Spirit is in the form of an Asian woman named Sarayu. Mac has extended conversations with each part of the Trinity, and with Sophia, the personification of God's wisdom. He pulls weeds with Sarayu, who then explains to him that the garden they are tending is Mac's soul. That soul is a mess, Sarayu says, but a glorious mess. Mac also walks on water with Jesus, who explains that miracles are possible when you walk with and trust in God. Mac also observes the easy love the three members of the Trinity have for each other. They emphasize that God is love. The members of the Trinity explain that human freedom of choice leads to evil. God does not sanction or encourage evil and loves all human beings. God works to save everyone and to care for everyone. God has brought Mac to the shack because God cares personally and directly for Mac and is working to help him and heal him. God wants to bring good out of the evil that has befallen Mac. The three aspects of God also tell Mac that he could have brought Nan with him if he had been truthful with her. They encourage him to tell her the truth when he sees her again. Sarayu, the Holy Spirit, explains to Mac that Kate remains grief-stricken because she blames herself for Missy's death. Kate overturned the canoe, and she thinks that by doing so she distracted her father and allowed the kidnapper to take Missy. God allows Mac to see Missy, who is happy and healthy in heaven. Missy wants Mac to know she is well, but she is not ready to meet him directly. Mac learns that God was with Missy while she was kidnapped and murdered. Mac also meets his father, who is in heaven and who asks forgiveness for his violence towards Mac. Mac embraces him. Healing the rift with his father lets Mac see God the Father as a Native American man, and he starts to refer to him as Papa. Papa helps Mac to forgive the man who killed his daughter. He then leads Mac to Missy's body in a cave. God marks the cave so that Mac will be able to return and find it again.